Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 040, recorded on May 9th, 2011. How was your week? Any great conquests or quagmires? This week, one of my two new students began. Hugo had a great first lesson. We had a very, very informative time together, and I'm looking forward to Tommy beginning his lessons either this week or possibly next week. His schedule's up in the air. Let's see. My continuing test drive of DRs on one of my nylon string guitars is going rather well. You have to understand how shocking it is for me to be playing on strings that I like that aren't the ones I've played for decades. It feels very odd to me. I haven't decided whether I like the whole set of DRs or whether I might split them, as I currently do with two different brands of nylon strings on my guitars. I use one set for trebles and one for basses. I haven't made that determination. I'm still sampling them, but I have to say, if you are unsatisfied with your present nylon strings and you haven't tried DRs, give them a go. They're competitively priced, and they're always available from JustStrings.com. Some of the big chain guitar stores sell DRs, but they don't always have the entire line, is what I find, at least the large guitar stores in my area. So if you would like to give them a try, you can go to JustStrings.com or wherever you like to buy strings and pick up a set or two and try them out. This week in the podcast, we have only two students in the student spotlight. The question of the week came in via email from Trevor, who's not happy with the speed of his playing. News is about Experience PRS 2011. Now, this is a very early shout-out, but if you're making vacation plans or weekend getaway plans, this is the time to think about it. And the Take Notes segment contains some suggestions of how you should choose your exercises and studies, and they may surprise you. Okay, that's it for today's intro. Let's move along to the student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there are only two students, Julia and Olivia. Great work. Let's hear it for the chicks. It's lonely at the head of the pack, but you two surely outpaced the other students this week. Now, listeners, these two guitarists are not the most advanced players I teach, but they improved and refined their playing more over the past week than all the rest of my students. I only compare my students to the ability I know each individual one has. I never compare them to each other. So this student spotlight is not something like a competition, but rather a segment in which I can acknowledge students who have stood out in their prior week's accomplishments. Nice work, ladies. Keep it up. Let's now move along to the question of the week. This week's question came in by email from Trevor. His question is, how do rock and jazz guitarists play so fast? I work constantly on the solos I want to play, and they don't get much faster. Definitely not as fast as the guitarists who've recorded them. What can I do? I hate playing so lame. Well, thanks, Trevor, for your question. I'll mail your Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick out to you as soon as I finish recording today. Ah, yes, the issue of speed. I don't know how long Trevor has been playing or what approach he's using to increase his speed. He didn't mention what particular solos he thinks he's playing lamely either, so I'll try to address his question in a sort of broad and general way. First, the most important thing I can say on the subject, which you who have been listening for a while have heard me say, is that playing the solo or riff or whatever over and over and over is not what's going to give you the speed and dexterity to accomplish your goal. You do have to play it over and over and over to perfect it, but that alone is not necessarily going to give you the speed you want. I know this sounds counterintuitive, but just like an Olympic athlete whose training regimen includes strength training, coordination drills, and other activities in addition to their actual gymnastics floor exercise or their training on the track, so too do you need to approach speed in various ways. The least productive way is to just play what you want to play fast. I know it doesn't seem logical, but here's why. Rather than gaining overall strength, flexibility, and dexterity and speed when you practice just, let's call it a solo for the sake of this conversation, you're selectively training your fingers, nerves, senses, etc. There's a glaring problem that comes to mind immediately if this has been your heretofore unsuccessfully chosen path. It leaves no room for recovery from a mistake or a decision to reorient position or to make any other modification during the time you're working on the solo. If that's the case when you decide to play it somewhere else, assuming you're not a slave to tab, you ostensibly need to relearn everything and keep playing your solo over and over and over, having lost all the work you did initially, which is time-consuming and only limitedly effective. That's because narrowing the scope of your playing does not lead to overall speed or overall control. Let's say your solo is basically phrased using a pentatonic scale fingering. Let's say you don't need or decide not to practice using the pinky finger of your left hand, the hand on the fretboard, that is. Well, it may not be obvious to you, but having all fingers dexterous and with quick response will allow you to play something that doesn't use all your fingers better and faster. That's right, so if your pinky's included in exercises, even if you are not actually using it, all your fingers work better. Likewise, you will play everything else better and faster too. So my counsel to Trevor is to practice exercises, scales, arpeggios, pick control studies, etc. every day, and practice them before you work on your solo. Use a metronome, either a freestanding one on your iPod, iPad, iPhone, your BlackBerry, or Android phone, or on your computer. Actually record the speed of your studies and scales daily. Now this is a real kicker for a lot of guitarists because they want their ego stroked or satiated by seeing that number stay the same or increase every single day. But here's a newsflash. It won't always be faster every day. It won't even always plateau. Even if you're doing everything correctly, once you're dealing with the organic nature of your physical body, you need to understand that there's progress, plateau, sometimes regression. When you're doing everything correctly, it's just the natural course of things. You aren't a machine. But that being said, the best way to play like a monster or a machine is to dedicate yourself to working on your technique, not just your solo. And if you're a good musician, playing like a machine will not satisfy you either. You'll want the speed, but you'll also need to feel, hear, and understand what you're playing so you phrase it correctly. That's what will set you apart from other guitarists. Thanks, Trevor. I hope you have an open mind to my recommendations. If you are not one of my students and have any questions for me, please email it or them to guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please notice that there is no tutor in the email address. I'll spell it for you one time. It's all traditional spelling, guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will contact you for your address and I'll send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. The news this week is a save the date announcement. If you can find your way to Maryland in late September, save September 23rd and 24th for Experience PRS 2011. It's no secret that I like PRS guitars a whole lot. If you own one and are a member of the Signature Club or are a member of the press, a dealer, or distributor, registration is now open. Registration for non-members of the Signature Club, non-press, non-dealers, etc. opens on May 29th. After August 1st, registration will include a $25 late fee. Now, last year, over 2,200 PRS enthusiasts attended Experience PRS 2010. In addition to being privy to PRS's new guitars, interesting features, products, and their V12 finish, they also enjoyed seminars, clinics, factory tours, master classes, and studio demos. This is a guitar lover's dream weekend. They have a fabulous event. The food vendors are terrific. And if you are in the area or can spend a nice autumn weekend in Maryland, mark your calendar now. If you're a Signature Club member, register now. If you are not a member, register after May 29th. I think the hotels this year are similar to the ones last year, and this is not to say you can't stay where you want, but here are a couple of hotels who have a discounted group rate. One of them is the O'Callaghan Hotel on 174 West Street in Annapolis. Their rate is $165 a night plus tax, and there is a group discount code for that, and you'll find all this on the PRS website. I'll put the links in my show notes. Another hotel is the Hilton Garden Inn Annapolis at 305 Harry S. Truman Parkway in Annapolis. Their rate is $139 a night plus tax. These are really very decent prices for hotel stays anywhere these days. There's a group discount code there too. And if you like Holiday Inn, there's the Holiday Inn Express Annapolis at 2451 Riva Road in Annapolis. They start at $169 a night, and there's a group rate for there. Naturally, as I said before, you're free to stay anywhere else you like. The aforementioned hotels have special rates for attendees of the events. All registrants are responsible for making their own hotel arrangements for this year's event. PRS has negotiated these discounted rates at the hotels I just mentioned. You can click on the links that I'm going to give you in the show notes to make your reservation. Space is limited, so book your room as soon as you can. This is sure to be a fabulous event, and if you don't know about PRS guitars, but you like guitars, you should go to this if you can get away. And next time you're in a guitar store that sells PRS guitars, you should play on one, because I think you'll really like them. Now, let's move on to the Take Note segment. My take note topic this week relates to Trevor's question. So, what should an aspiring guitarist, or an accomplished one for that matter, practice in the way of scales and studies? Well, that depends on the genre you play or aspire to play. I can make some general recommendations. My favorite resource is no longer in print or available, so I'm not even going to mention that. If you're one of my students, you know what it is, and I use it for you. But if you are a guitarist desirous of broadening your overall technique, you have to think outside the box. Eddie Van Halen played Kreutzer violin studies, and I might add that some of his solos are almost exact representations of some of those studies. And that isn't to say he purposely did it, but those speed demoned phrases and phraseology and the things that he played over and over just became a natural outgrowth of his way of expressing himself on the guitar. Does that mean you should play violin studies? Well, it's not a bad idea. A lot of violin music is great for the guitar. Just because a study may be intended for practice by a classical musician doesn't mean it won't improve your shredding or your jazz soloing. Horn studies are excellent, too. You see, once you get out of the box of quote-unquote guitar studies, no consideration has been given to the fretboard logistics, which is a good thing. I understand this is an obstacle for tab-only players, and as I always, I discourage you from using tabs. Learn to read and write and play music notation so you'll be a totally effective musician. Now, in the realm of studies and exercises written for the guitar, you should include scales, movables and non-movables, major, various minors, and pentatonics if you use them. Arpeggios for either pick players or finger pickers are also a good idea. If you play only melodically, like scales and riffs, you miss hearing and playing chords. If you play only arpeggios and chord studies, you miss developing fast, strong reflexes and thinking melodically. Don't neglect your pinky. I know there's a vast majority of you out there who don't use that little guy at the end of your left hand, but you should be developing it and using it. You'll never play your best without a fully engaged pinky. Optimally, you should not favor any particular finger. Not if you want to play fast and fluently. In fact, because your pinky is a little guy and not naturally strong, it should be worked in melodic fashion, stretched and strengthened, and trained with slurs. If you have an instructor, they can offer the best advice as to what you should include in your practice to develop your speed. If you don't, begin with scales, not just ascending and descending, but in alternating thirds and in interesting patterns like jump a third and then descend back to the starting note, etc. Suicides are good too, where you play the first two notes and return in however many notes back to the first one, then you play the first three notes and return back all those three, then four notes and return, and so on. Those are great to work both your concentration and your fingers. Work on rhythm studies, too. I hope this gives you some helpful information, Trevor, and the rest of you listeners. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 040. Let's move along to the outro. Thanks for joining me this week. A warm welcome to Hugo. The DR strings are working out well. This is week two of my test drive, and I'll keep you posted. Julia and Olivia are the outstanding students in this week's student spotlight. Trevor and everyone should be playing technique-specific exercises and studies daily so your solos, riffs, and improvisations increase in speed and articulation. Mark your calendar and save the date now for Experience PRS 2011 on September 23rd and 24th in Annapolis, Maryland. Think outside the box when you choose studies. Consider ones that weren't written for guitar. They will work you better and harder than many of those that are guitar specific. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the guitartechniquetutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.